Well, hello. I think you know how I got in here. Just think about it. How did your little university English professor get into your third floor dorm room late at night, with your door locked and your window open? It would take some kind of animal to take a leap from the tree out there, wouldn't it? How indeed. I know you saw me last night. You saw me shift, didn't you? That was, unfortunate. I'm usually so careful. But you? I didn't see you there until it was too late. I know what you wanted. Creeping around outside the teacher's housing. Pervert. You saw me through the edges of my curtains. It's pointless to deny. Do you suppose that's my only power? Shifting forms. I see it in your mind right now. You're thinking about what you saw. You watched me undress. You saw me slip out of my shirt and blouse. You saw me in my stockings and underwear. You saw me disappear into the bathroom. You waited there, listening to the sound of the shower. Then you saw me return, clad in just a towel, dry my hair, and then suddenly a flash of fur, and I'm replaced by a fox. Then you ran. Good. If you had just admitted it, I wouldn't have had to go into your thoughts. I can see it made you uncomfortable. And you should be. Let me explain my problem. I don't know if I can trust you. They still hunt my kind, you know. I've had to be ruthless to survive. Can I trust you to be careful? Can I trust you to be smart? No, I wasn't asking you. I was asking myself. We studied this in class. Rhetorical questions. Not that I expect you to have paid attention. Always daydreaming. And now I know you're daydreaming dirty thoughts in my class, aren't you? That's easy for you to say. Others have said the same and betrayed me before. 300 years on this earth is enough time to be betrayed many times. However, I'm not in the mood to, you know, be ruthless. So, I'll give you a chance. You know my secret. I need you to show me yours. Think of it. Think of your dark secret and open your mind to me. No, I know that's not it. There's something else. Show me. Go deeper. Interesting. Perhaps I can trust you now that we know something so personal about each other. I saw something else in there. You have some depraved fantasies, young man. Mm-mm-mm. Shocking. But there's one in particular. You know what I'm talking about. It's been in your mind all day long. You've been thinking about me in the middle of my shift. My long, soft tail. My velvety ears. I can see even now. You have such a desire to see it again. You want to see me like that again more than any desire you've ever had. I've got half a mind to show you. No, it would be dangerous. No, for you. I'm not entirely myself when I'm between forms. Not entirely the creature, either. Oh my, that turns you on, doesn't it? The danger. You don't even know what danger is, but I can see how it appears to you. Just a darkness in your mind. A darkness you want to peer into. Very well, then. Last chance to say no. Oh, there's not even a question of saying no in your mind, is there? You know, it's been a very long time since I intentionally shifted in front of a human. Is that a strange thought for you? That just you being human makes you different from me? Let me turn on the light so you can watch. And check the door. They don't give you much for locks here, do they? It must seem boring now, just seeing me drop my skirt to the floor in front of you, my panties. You've seen this skin before, and you know it's only half of my skin, and not the half you're interested in. You know, I think I'm going to leave this shirt on for now. Maybe just a couple of buttons undone. It's not easy, you know, shifting slowly. It's like trying to use your mind just to hold yourself on the edge of a beautiful orgasm that's rolling over your body. Oh, there we go. Just a little. A little bit more. I know you want to see the full tail, don't you? The ears. Hair upon my backside. I think this is what you wanted, isn't it? Me like this. Now, let's talk about what I want. I can smell you, you know. Not just the scent of your body. I can smell your whole life on you. I can smell the scent of porn magazines and sticky hands. I can smell the anxious sweat of being around women and not knowing what to do. No, I'm not reading your mind anymore. I can't in this form, but I don't need to. Look deep into my eyes. They're different now, aren't they? That narrow vertical slit of a black pupil floating in amber. Do you know what that's for? How's your biology? No? I'll tell you. Ambush predator. And you're my prey right now. Luckily for you, my desires are similar to yours, but if I fall off the edge, if I transform further, I can't promise anything. So, strip down for me all the way. Yes, socks too, of course. My, you are eager. Do you think that's wise? Akitsune tells you she's on the verge of losing control, and you... You just get naked and stand there like a helpless little fawn. You have poor survival instincts, if I may say so. Good thing I like you. I'll do my best to keep the upper hand on the situation. I suggest you take a seat. What if I stand here like this, my back to you? Unbutton my blouse a little more. Slide it down off my shoulders. Do you like the delicate fur along my backside? If I just run my hands up my sides. It makes me shiver. Just touch me along my sides. right where the fur and the naked skin meet. And if I just gently flick my tail back and forth, back and forth, a soft feathery caress for your cock. You like that, don't you? Oh, it's positively twitching. Maybe if I just back up a little closer, tickling my tail across your body, across your chest. What does that do for you? Fur flicking across your nipples. Is that what's making you so hard? Or is it the fact that I've backed up so much now, I'm practically on top of you? I could reach back, take your cock in my hand, but here, instead, feel the fur on the back of my hand. Does that feel nice there, against the head? Against your shaft? Oh, your balls. That's where it tingles the most, doesn't it? Your big, full, young balls. I know just how they get. So full and aching to just release at the first chance. So naughty. Isn't it modest, this tail of mine? If I didn't have it, you'd be able to see my asshole when I lean over. Maybe even a bit of my cunt. Tell me, do you think it's wet right now? Do you think it's hungry for you? Do you think my juices are practically dripping down my inner thighs, fragrant in my delicate fur there? Can you smell it? I can. I wish you could smell the way I can. I wish you could smell our scents together. In fact, I think I need you to explore that scent. On the bed, young man. There you go. Let me just look at you. That nice, hard cock. That lovely young body. You look like you're just ready to be devoured. But not yet. It's not your turn yet. If I just straddle you like this. There. Do you smell it now? It's not like any girl, is it? Go on. Just... nice little kisses. I like that. Right where my fur meets the skin. There's always a little... Oh. Oh, you want the full taste, don't you? You want to just devour me. Ah, there you go. That's nice. Oh. Right there. Just... Oh, let me just grind on you a little. Oh. Oh, yes. Look up. Look up. That's good. Right there. Look me in the eyes. Don't forget what I am. I must still look almost human from that angle. Smooth skin, my breasts. Oh, yeah. Oh, you are taking your life, your fate in your hand right now. Such a beautiful little human. So young. So defenseless. So vulnerable. Even a newborn kit has sharp teeth. But you're just so naked to the world. Gentle now. And let me just flick my tail some more. You love that tease, don't you? Perhaps I should slide down, leaving a little trail of my juices along your chest. I can smell the pre-cum on your cock, you know. I know what it wants. Oh, and now? And now I can feel it. Such a lovely young body. I don't know how you humans do it. Survive all those years of your youth with no defenses. Actually, I do know. You have parents to coddle you, dote on you for years and years. But that's what gives all the girls daddy issues and all the boys mommy issues. Oh, that got you flustered. I saw it when I was peeking through your mind. Your desires for, well, not your mommy, but for a mommy. Someone to blur those lines between protector and lover. Perhaps wanting your professor. Sexually desiring your professor. That's the natural next step, isn't it? A woman to take you in hand, teach you the ways of the big scary world. Strict when she needs to be, praising when you've earned it. That's the next evolution of a mommy. Is that what you need? No, it's okay. In fact, it's more than okay. I want to hear you say it. I want you to blur those lines. I mean, look at me. Who am I to judge anyone? That's right. Mommy's here. Tell mommy how you feel. Safe. A little scared. A lot scared. You're practically shivering. No, it's sweet. Shiver for me. Shiver like a little creature. Let me just wrap my body around you. Mommy's here for you. That's it. Just let your body shiver. Let it all out. There hasn't been anyone before, has there? No? I love that. So pure. Look at my sweet little boy shiver. Oh. Let me hold you and stroke you and take care of my scared little boy. Oh, you are scared, aren't you? Oh, look at you. There we go. All better? Here, let me kiss you a little. Little loving kisses. Oh, careful, darling. I love your tongue in my mouth. Just be careful of the fangs. You feel safe now, don't you? What part of me is it that makes you feel safe? What part scares you? At first, I thought the woman in me made you feel safe, and the animal in me scares you, but now I think you like the creature protecting you. These huntress eyes guarding you, providing for you. Am I right, my lovely little creature? I think I am right. The wild of the big human world scares you. The noises, the smells, confusing interactions. I know, there's just so much of it. It seems endless. It stretches out your whole life before you. You're safe, though. I'm here for your body. I'm here for your cock. That's what you need, isn't it? Somewhere for your cock to belong. I know just where it belongs. Good boy. Let me just slide it. Oh, God. Oh, you've made my cunt so hungry for you. Do you feel that? That starving, salivating cunt. Just feed that cock into it. Oh, you love it, don't you? So wet, so tight. Just the perfect place for your cock. Oh, that's it. Oh, fuck me like you belong in there. Oh, you can thrust up into me as hard as you want. Oh, the world is so much larger than you will ever know. You want to stay here with mommy, under mommy, between mommy's soft, velvety thighs. Oh, inside mommy's hot, wet cunt. That's the darkness, isn't it? The darkness I saw in your mind. It's not the darkness of the big, scary world, is it? Oh, it's the darkness of a den, wrapped up with me, enveloped and twined, warmed in my body. Oh, united with my body, mating with my body. Oh, that's where your cock belongs, isn't it? Safe inside me, filling me up. Good boy. Oh, you're safe here. You should be careful. I warned you about. Oh, your hips slamming up into me. Oh, your cock is just so good. Oh, so perfect. Like we're the same. Like you were meant to be here. You shouldn't make me. Oh, you shouldn't. It's too dangerous. But I want to so badly. Of us together, huh? Surely you can smell it now. And look, you got some on my tail. I'm just going to grooming is important. Oh, this is, I bit you. There's a little blood. You made me bite you when I came. I warned you to be careful. Oh, I'm so sorry, darling. Here, let mommy hold you. It's okay. It's all going to be okay. Oh, you're shivering again. You'll need me now in so many ways. Your life just, well, it just changed in ways you can't understand. You're not going to be fangless against the world anymore. But I'll be there to show you the way. At least until you're ready. It's all going to be okay. My sweet little boy. It's all going to be all right.